A rose by any other name might not cause confusion. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to mention an eponym that, when I first heard it, prompted me to stare blankly at my patient. There is a lot to learn in medicine, and getting through medical school involves learning as much as you can, but sometimes things slip through the net and then return to cause befuddlement at an inopportune moment. And so it was with the eponym this week. I had not long been in New Zealand when a mum proclaimed to me that her son had Sever's disease. I had to admit to being totally clueless to this disease, and in the moments before advising mum that I had no idea what she was on about, I was conjuring up all sorts of pictures in my mind about this terrible disease that had eluded me throughout my medical training. I must admit to being a little disappointed to learn what it really was, but since learning about it in this way, I have at least not forgotten the name or to consider the diagnosis. Sever's is a calcaneal apophysitis found in active, growing children. It presents as heel pain around the apophysis, usually aggravated by activity, and while the etiology is not fully known, there is a thought that tight calf muscles can cause traction to the area, thereby contributing to the inflammation. There is often a history of recent growth and increased activity, particularly sports that involve heel impact. Patients are tender to the apophysis, and you might find that their Achilles tendon is tight and that they have pain on medial lateral compression of the calcaneus. Differentials to consider with this history would be plantar fasciitis and stress fractures. X-rays, though, are not diagnostic, but you can apparently see sclerosis around the apophysis over time. And these kids might present to an urgent care, although I usually encounter it in the history when I'm told that they have had Sever's in the past. Treatment is essentially rest, analgesia, and time. Calf stretches can help alleviate Achilles pressure, and orthotics can help. In severe cases, I have found mention of placing kids in a cast, which I imagine is in part to slow down an otherwise active teenager. Sever's is named after a Dr. James Sever, an American orthopaedic surgeon who described it back in 1912. I will put a link in the show notes to the Ortho Bullets page, which is worth a quick read. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.